Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th, stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, November 26th edition, Black Friday edition of the show. A lot to talk about today. I know it's a holiday for folks. You might be lined up trying to get in with those doorbuster deals, but we have much to discuss. Biggest news item today, the, quote, super strain of COVID that scientists are worried about out there. They're calling it a super strain, not me. Oh, gosh, don't want to say any of the wrong things here and everyone freaks out at you. You've got travel bans going into place with a number of countries. Is it vaccine resistant? Is it more dangerous? Is it more transmissible? All of those things shall be discussed here on the show in a moment. Of course, they don't have a lot of answers to those questions, but we'll get into it anyway. You have 500 homicides recorded in Philadelphia this year. A celebrity talks about how it's no big deal living in a city. My car, Seth Rogen, Mike is the guy. My car was broken into 15 times when I lived in L.A. My scooter was stolen, my electric scooter, beep, beep, stolen over the weekend. So sad. And we'll get into that and much more. So that's all coming up here in just a few moments on this Black Friday edition of the show. I've gotten to know Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and his team over the past year, and it's been a game changer when it comes to my sleep. They fit me for my very own MyPillow and introduced me to their wide assortment of other incredible products like their mattress topper, Giza Dream sheets, the towels, slippers, and more. Sleep is so important to me. I assume it is for you, too. It's time to give MyPillow a try and see for yourself. Listeners have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and Mike Lindell wants to give back to all of you. You can get great discounts on MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com right now, clicking on the Radio Listener Special square. You'll see rotational offers up to 66% off products like their pillows, mattress topper, and the Giza sheets, but also new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, robes, waffle blankets, and more. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. All right. Super strain sink stocks, new travel bans, vax resistant, question mark, global alarm. This is all the stuff you're seeing right now in the Drudge Report. Let's break some of this down for you right now and talk about where all this is going. There are a couple of pathways to discuss, possibilities. Now, I know Fauci's allowed to discuss what's possible and be entirely wrong and can drive policy and pretend that he's certain, but then be wrong, but they'll say, oh, but he didn't know, and he's the good one, so he's allowed to. So I'll just ask for your forbearance here for us to discuss what could be happening right now, with this new NU variant. To give you a sense, if you know the Greek alphabet, you understand how many variants down the chain. We already are here since the beginning of COVID. They're also calling it B11529. And the stock market's already reacted very negatively to this. You got a bunch of travel bans in place. They've got cases in Hong Kong, South Africa, a bunch of countries. Let me see. Countries that have halted or restricted flights from South Africa include Bahrain, Belgium, Britain, Croatia, France, Germany, Israel, Italy, Japan, Malta. Okay, a lot of countries. The Netherlands, Hong Kong, Philippines, Singapore. So South Africa is where they're most concerned about the spread of this virus. And then there's this line. Quote, there is no proof. This is in the New York Times. No proof that the variant could diminish the protective power of the vaccines. But uncertainty on that question was one factor in the speed of the country's move toward restrictions. End quote. Okay, there's no proof. Why are they all so freaked out then? Why are they all so freaked out? Well, because there's a high level of mutations, a constellation of mutations is what they're talking about here. And that's something that has people very concerned. You have some people saying it's no big deal. We don't know. Or I should say, we don't know if it's a big deal. That's one part of this. But this is the problem for a lot of us. We sit here, we say, okay, so you're telling us now there's a new variant that maybe it has a bunch of the features on it or many features on it that make it look like as a virus, it could be more transmissible and perhaps evade immunity, which is a way of saying more dangerous. If it evades your immune system, it's more dangerous because it's more likely to be able to overcome your defenses. So right now, if you look at this, you say to yourself, they're taking a lot of action here without a whole lot of proof. Air travel being suspended to countries, and they must think something's going on. That's one. So one possibility here is that we've identified a more dangerous, more easily spread version of COVID already in the early phases, and they're going to try to stop it with air travel restrictions, which, let's all be very clear, will not work. 100% guaranteed to not stop the spread of this variant. Limit it for a few days or a few weeks, but people say, oh, but what about when Trump did this? When Trump did it, we were worried about hospital capacity and gearing up for a virus we didn't understand very well, so it was about buying time. But locking down travel? How long are you going to lock down travel for? I mean, how much time do they really think they can buy here? And plus, it's already, I'm sure, spread much further than they've been able to identify it with samples specifically. But you have the president of the European Union. If you want to worry about, global government, European Union is not a particularly individualistic entity when it comes to nation states and their interests for obvious reasons. He says all air travel to these countries should be suspended until we have a clear understanding about the danger posed by this new variant. Ursula von der Leyen says this. All travelers returning from this region should respect strict quarantine rules. So now we're going to stop this variant that's even more transmissible and that could evade immune response. And that therefore, this is what they are saying. Got to be very clear. This is what the New York Times, which is a crap house of bad people. But anyway, this is what all these major news organizations are saying right now. And I'm just sitting here saying, OK, so what are we going to do about it? What's really the plan here? They're also saying there's a concern that it could evade vaccines, or more so than previous variants, be a challenge to vaccines. Again, they don't know. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Now, I'm just going to put some facts out there right now. I'm just going to say some things about this whole situation. We have had a mass vaccination campaign. The speed of the development of the vaccine and the speed of the implementation of this vaccine is never before seen in world history. That's a fact. We have more people who have died in the United States from COVID this year when there has been at least, 7 or 8 months of the year up to this point. I'm talking about up to basically December now. But 7 or 8 months of the year, we've had vaccines available, and yet more people have died in the U.S. this year than last year. That's interesting. I mean, it's just a statistic. It's a statistic, okay? And they told us that the vaccines were highly, highly protective indefinitely. In the beginning, that's what they said. Now they say you need a booster because why do you need a booster? The vaccines lose their protectiveness over time in a substantial way from infection and spread. Infection and spread becomes much less. They think that there's residual protection against hospitalization and death, although that is also a more open question than people have been led to believe, because if you look at data in the UK, the United Kingdom, you started to have most of the people in the hospital and most people dying were in the last 60 days were people who were fully vaccinated. And now I understand the whole global push here, or the global health expert push, is that we needed to get the problem is the unvaccinated, you see. That's why these variants are coming up. That's why these variants are happening. The problem is the unvaccinated, to which I think it's fair to point out. Is their plan really that every man, woman, and child on planet Earth would get vaccinated in the same period of time such that they would all have a level of protection that would stamp out the virus? Does anyone really think that that's possible? That's crazy. I mean, that's just logistically, realistically not happening. It's just not happening. I mean, they could say, but was that their plan? Because right now they're making it sound like, well, it's those people out there who didn't get the shot. They're the real challenge. They're the reason that we have these issues. Oh, but don't worry. Fauci is out there telling everybody that the variant is already out, possibly in the UAE. You know, possibly out. Play five.
There is a new variant that is now in South Africa that has some mutations that are raising some concern. It's something that has emerged in South Africa and seems to be spreading at a reasonably rapid rate, in the sense of when they do test positivity, they're seeing that it's a bit more widespread in South Africa than was originally felt a couple of days ago.
Is it possible it's already in the U.S.?
You know, of course, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. What a genius this guy is, Fauci. What a sage. What an oracle of science this guy is. Anything is possible. Brilliant. Really glad this guy's on TV all the time. And remember, they're telling you the vaccine is what gets us out of this. The vaccine ends the pandemic is what we were told. Now you're being told actually it's a booster that you're going to need for sure. You're definitely going to need, if you're relying on only vaccinated immunity, you're going to need a booster. Right? Here's Fauci saying you're going to need a booster. And by the way, they do not know how long the booster lasts.
Right now, officially, John, the definition of fully vaccinated is still two doses of the Moderna or Pfizer and one dose of J&J. That's the requirement when people talk about what is required for this or for that. But that does not actually contradict the fact that we're saying as vaccine efficacy wanes, you need to get that booster to bring you right up. We don't know now how long the booster effect is going to last, but you may need to update it and upgrade it over the years.
Over the years. He's saying what I have told you for 6 months now. This is now the new way they want you to live. This is now boosters, 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 COVID season, boosters, boosters. He said it. They can pretend like he's not saying it, but he's telling you they don't know how long the booster could last 60 days. They don't know. People yell at you. You don't know. Yeah, I admit I don't know. They don't know either. They're assuming you're going to get boosted and then it'll be 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, something like that. 4 months would be pretty short, but 6 months, 8 months of protection. Okay. How well does this booster protect against this new variant, the B11529, right? How long does the booster protect against that? How well does it protect against it? They don't know. Fact. They don't know. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because they've told us all along they have the answers. listen to them. And this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, they said. How long before it's a pandemic of the unboostered? Oh, is that not going to happen? Well, then why do you need boosters? Why do you need boosters? They also did this mass vaccination campaign. Really think this through. And just to get on the record, to be super clear, because the evil libs are out there coming after me on this stuff now. So be prepared for that. To be on the record about this, my parents are vaccinated and boosted. I encourage them to be both, my own family members, everybody who is of senior citizen age, you know, or close to it and has health conditions. I've said get the vaccine because whatever help they can get based on the risk profile, I think is worth it. So I am an advocate for and have been an advocate for. That's different than a mandate, but I've been recommending to anyone who asks me my opinion, if you are at risk, get the shot. If you are worried, get the shot. Okay? Now we're just talking about what is going on with this pandemic and global health and the situation and what the plans have been, because they've been forcing this plan down our throats and into our arms, actually, for a long time. Why did we have mass vaccination really mandate in different ways? Why has the Biden administration done it? Well, because they think that we can prevent spread. So even people like me who have had COVID, they've ignored natural immunity. Even people like me who have had COVID proven and have natural antibodies were told, get the shot or you're being reckless. And I would say, well, why? They say, well, because the shot will prevent you from getting and spreading, right? It's about community health, getting and spreading. But the shot does not full stop 100% or even at a very high level prevent you from getting and spreading. They don't know the real numbers, but it's so much less than they expected that you need a booster after about 6 months or whatever it is now. So then what really is the plan to stop the spread? The plan is to just have this chasing it with boosters all the time. Is that what we were told was the reality in the beginning? Is that what Fauci and the other so-called geniuses around this issue told you? No, it is not. It is not. But they will not be honest about this. And Fauci's out there just saying, I'm so thankful you're all getting boosted. Get boosted. And here he is.
Thankful for the fact that we have so many people who are actually doing the right thing, getting vaccinated, getting boosters. And I'm also thankful that we have a situation in this country where we can have the opportunity, which some countries do not have, of being able to protect ourselves by getting vaccinated, by doing the things that are necessary to protect our own health, the health of our family, and fulfill our communal responsibility to protect each other. That's what I'm thankful for.
I mean, he's the worst person in America. He really is. I don't know what else to tell you. He's not addressing the fact that the plan that they had, that they've forced on people, right? Everybody, they want your kids getting vaccinated. There are schools now that are requiring vaccination for kids. There are school districts, there are state authority that are saying you need to get your five-year-old vaccinated. Why? Why are you getting a five-year-old vaccinated? Oh, it's because it's going to stop the kid from giving the virus to other people. Or is it because there's the one in a million chance a child's going to die from COVID? Is that what it is? They change every few minutes. I've got to take a pause here to just, I want to talk to you about Waukesha for a second. We'll get into how they managed to do exactly what I was worried they would, which was to push it out of the news cycle, suppress it. And now it's, well, what attack? Was it an attack or was it just a vehicle that we lost control without a person even driving it? I'm being serious. That's the kind of headline that the media is writing about this stuff right now. We'll come to it in a moment. The worst terrorist attack ever to take place on our soil was 20 years ago on 9/11 when 2,979 people lost their lives. Brave Americans responded. We all remember the images of firefighters, police officers, Port Authority officers, and so many others that wanted to help. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. Since then, more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice in the war on terrorism. They fought for us, but never came home. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honored those men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony on Veterans Day. Tunnel to Towers is making sure their sacrifice is never forgotten. The foundation's Season of Hope runs from Thursday, Thanksgiving, all the way to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. Do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Friends, very, very important work that they're doing there. I knew that this was going to happen. It took a while, but finally people have an understanding that the media thinks that they're the good guys. The media thinks that they are heroes for preventing you from coming to obvious conclusions about the Waukesha terrorist attack, which is, I mean, this is an act of either a hate crime or domestic terror. You could make an argument for either one. But that's all the evidence as it stands right now points in that direction. The individual here, Daryl Brooks, was responsible for running his car through a parade intentionally and killing as many people as possible. A lot of anti-white, anti-Trump, anti-Jewish postings all over his Facebook and his social media profile. If you had a different set of circumstances here about who the attacker was and who was attacked in this situation, people would very clearly be calling this terror. They'd be saying this is the worst thing to happen in a very, very long time because of all the hatred that it represents. But instead, here you go. Here's the kind of thing they talk about. The grief in Waukesha, Wisconsin has been concentrated. This is from the New York Times, which is a disgusting organization. Concentrated on the loss of five adults after an SUV barreled through a Christmas parade on Sunday. But the close-knit Milwaukee suburb is also reeling from the toll on children, one of whom died on Tuesday. No mention of an attack, no mention of mass murder, no mention of terror, no mention of anti-white bigotry, or nothing. Nothing. Just an SUV. This SUV just must have appeared and been possessed or something and done this horrible thing and run over these people. It's just such a, it's like a tornado struck. There's nothing, oh wait, no, that's not true. It was an individual who had expressed his hatred for white people and wanted to hurt them in the past. And right after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, which there are other pieces. I mean, there are other stories out there at NBC News and other places about how traumatic the Rittenhouse verdict is for certain people in communities of color. It's traumatic what happened. Rittenhouse, of course, not guilty, and he wasn't guilty. But we're supposed to believe that what can be traumatizing to some had no effect whatsoever on the media narrative that this was a circumstance of the bad guys getting away with it, white privilege, all this kind of stuff. That has no effect on it whatsoever either. I'm sorry. It's just not credible. They don't want people to have in their mind that the first line about a news story with the general public is what matters. And what happened in Waukesha is a black guy with a long history of saying he wants to hurt and hate white people and a career criminal decided to kill as many people during a Christmas parade as possible right after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And a guy who had a lot of BLM support in his past, too. And they should be charging him with either a hate crime or under the state of Wisconsin's terror statutes. I'm sure they have them. I'm not familiar with every state. They have them in New York. And that's what should happen here. And it goes to show you that anyone is capable of hate. Any person of any background is capable of being a domestic terrorist or just a terrorist or whatever in one capacity or another. And the media only wants to focus on a narrative of white nationalists and white supremacists are the terror danger in this country. And anything else must be swept aside and not talked about. And that is what they've done with Waukesha. And it's disgusting. He was not fleeing an earlier incident. That was a cover. And now they're talking about an SUV, a rogue SUV with no driver and no intent, just horribly running over people because, you know, makes no sense, does it? They make no sense, but they're frauds. Bad people. I'm just going to say my scooter got stolen over the weekend. I roll around on an electric scooter, and I was at dinner with my brothers for their birthday. They both have birthdays basically this past week. So we're at a nice dinner. We weren't there very long. You know, we were there maybe an hour and 15 minutes on one of the busiest streets in New York. It was locked up. Somehow they managed to, you know, undo the lock and move it in a way where they could get the, so they evaded the lock. But even beyond that, it's like, you look at this and say, it clearly had a lock on it. So someone walks by this and is like, I'm going to find a way to steal this scooter. And they did. Now you can say, Buck, what are you doing riding around New York City in an electric scooter? And that may be a fair point, except I'll tell you, they're a lot of fun. And they get you where you want to go really fast. But it reminds me of the Seth Rogen exchange from over the weekend where he got mad at someone because they were upset about a break-in in their car in L.A. And Seth Rogen says, what's the big deal? It's living in a city. My car was broken into 15 times. I don't want to live in a place where my car has been broken into 15 times. And I don't think any of us should have to. And I don't think we should have to live in a place where you're out at a dinner in a very crowded, well-lit area. There's video footage of who stole it because there's a camera that points right at the spot in front of a fancy hotel in New York. This was not in an area we would think. So I'm going to try to get the footage. They wouldn't share it with me. I asked them if they'd give me the footage. They said I need to go get police to come with a, I don't know if they need a warrant, but they have to ask them for it. Then they'll do it. I don't know why. It's footage of a sidewalk. They should just show it to me, but they're being jerks. So that's where we are. And Philadelphia had 500 homicides already recorded this year. So it turns out when Democrats get their way with crime, people's stuff gets stolen. People have to be concerned all the time. And there are more people getting shot. So the Democrats are wrong. The left is a travesty. And we have to keep fighting them and win. That's your Black Friday message for today, my friends. Thanks for being here with me. Back with you on Monday. And I'll talk to you then. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.